I have a question. I'm doing pork as a science project.
Uh-huh.
And I've been on the internet, and I've been looking up stuff on pork, and I've basically found positive stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm trying to, what I've heard really is that they have gone and done tests on mummies and stuff of that sort, and I was wondering if there's anything that you could give me information on that would help me to find things, you know, about disease and that sort of, you know, that kind of stuff.
Well, now, Joanna, the University of Manchester in England did a number of tests on mummies that had been retrieved from Egypt,
mm-hmm.
and they discovered that some of them had died from trichinosis.
Right.
If you're finding positive things about pork on the internet, it's probably because it's coming from the meat industry itself.
I think it is.
But, yeah, well, that would be expected. I mean, there's a big mm-hmm. advertising campaign to try to get people to eat more pork because, as a culture, Americans are starting to turn away from pork as they discover the problems with it. Any doctor, no matter what his religious convictions are, will freely confess that of the meats that you eat, pork is probably one of the most detrimental. For one reason, it takes the longest to digest.
Right.
It has the highest salt content. It is the most dangerous when it has to do with disease. If you look at pork, in other words, if you want to do a science project, here's something that will really, you'll find very fascinating.
Okay.
You go to the market and buy a pork chop
uh-huh.
right off the shelf.
Uh-huh.
Take a thin sample of that.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on a slide for a microscope and look at it. You will see that it is swarming with living vermin, all kinds of creatures and critters and bacteria.
Yeah.
Absolutely. From the time a pig is slaughtered in the slaughterhouse until it gets to the market, nothing is done to clean or to sterilize or to kill the bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the U.S. Department of Agriculture does not grade pork the way they do beef.
Right, right.
I used to sell beef, and you could buy USDA Choice, Prime, Good, whatever the grades were. You don't usually buy fair. They turn that to hamburger. But you can't buy graded pork because the U.S. Department of Agriculture prints leaflets telling people if you're going to eat it, you must cook it thoroughly
right.
to kill all of the trichina larvae. So when God says in his word that pigs are an abomination, they're scavengers, they're not to be eaten, he knew what he was talking about.
Right, yeah.
You know, I used to feed pigs, and they'll eat anything. They eat each other. It's the truth. Mother sows, if their babies die, they will devour them. They are scavengers. God did not make them to be eaten. Of course, he didn't make any animal to be eaten, but he said if you're going to eat animals, eat the clean ones. And God holds forth pigs as the prime example, specimen number one of unclean creatures. Have you read what it says in, I think it's Isaiah 65, verse 17? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Let me see if I'm going. It might even be Isaiah 66. All of a sudden, I'm having a lapse here. Just double check. I think it's Isaiah 66, 17. Let me grab that for you real quick. Here it is. They that sanctify themselves. Well, let me read verse 16. I'll write this down, Isaiah 66, verse 16. Oh, I'll read verse 15, too. For behold, the Lord will come with fire, and with his chariot, like a whirlwind, to render anger with fury, and his rebuke with flames of fire. Okay, it's talking about the Lord coming, right?
Okay.
For by fire and his sword will the Lord plead with all flesh, and the slain of the Lord will be many. They that have sanctified themselves and purified themselves, these are people that are not sanctified by the Lord, they're doing it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
In the gardens, hiding behind a tree, eating swine's flesh, and the abomination and the mouse will be consumed together, says the Lord. That's pretty powerful scripture. It says when the Lord comes, these people who are hiding, eating mice, and it puts rats and mice and pigs in the same category, will be consumed together. And then folks say, well, God doesn't care. Well, I beg to respectfully disagree. I think that the Lord does care, and he makes it very clear in his word. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and we're not to bring unclean animals into that temple as an offering.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.